Blog Talk Radio.
They do anything for clout. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back live from the studio with another video. Yes, we're on a roll today. It's a good Saturday, everybody. It's a good Saturday to talk. It's a good Saturday to get into some things. It's a good Saturday to be messy. So let's do it. Let's do it. If you're ready, let me see you drop some bells and bombs. Period. All right. So listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're new, welcome and hello. All right, guys. So we are going to get into some things this evening. So if you guys don't know or you guys didn't see it, well, Tasha K did an interview with, I don't know this chick's name. I think it's like Gina or Virginia V or something like that. Well, anywho, she was the girlfriend, longtime side chick, mistress, I don't know, just fuck buddy. I mean, I really had some more names for her, but I wasn't going to do that. Diddy, okay? Allegedly, this is all alleged. We don't know. We don't know if this is true or false. So apparently she sits down with Tasha K. She flies all the way from Las Vegas and she sits down with Tasha K. And she decides that she wants to speak out and tell her story and essentially expose Diddy. So she goes on and talks about how, you know, she met Diddy and, you know, when she was 21, she's 27 now, and how she was with him for about 5 years and how he would, you know, beat her and stepped in her, kicked, stomped on her stomach and pulled her by her hair. He also allegedly offered her $50,000 for an abortion. She got two abortions. She was pregnant two times. Allegedly, that she's alleging that he was fucking Lori Harvey, which is Steve Harvey's stepdaughter. She's also alleging that Cassie knew about her. And she's just pretty much saying that Diddy is a monster. She's saying that Diddy used to beat her in front of her child, all kind of things. He used to mentally abuse her. You know, he talked about her skin and, you know, basically was saying she needed to get her skin together because he doesn't date women with, you know, messed up skin and all of these things. Okay. This is what she's saying. And if you want to know what I think, well, I will say, I believe her. I believe her. And I also think that this was a better interview for Tasha K. I talked to someone earlier said that it felt like a therapy session. However, the interview was a good interview. I think it was a good interview. I think she asked the right questions. And, I believe that the girl was getting her ass beat by Diddy. I mean, but my thing is, I'm not surprised. And I don't think you should all be surprised either. Diddy exudes this attitude of a narcissist, of a controlling person. What is that? You know, he seems as though he would be cocky enough to be like, you know, I'm Diddy. You know who you're dealing with? Like, bitch, get over here, you know? And, you know, he... So I believe it. And I think the type of girl that he got, she's the type of girl that will continue to get abused because she has no self-esteem and she seems like she's been broken. I don't know if, you know, she was, you know, hurt as a child or whatever, but something mentally is off with her. And so she's been manipulated at a young age. And so Diddy, in my opinion, you know, he easily preyed on her because you can tell from the way that she speaks. That she's not, well, Tasha K tried to say it was because she never did an interview before. I don't believe that that's the case. I just feel like that's how that girl is. She's a little slow. And she doesn't have a lot of self-esteem. She lacks confidence. And I just personally feel as though, you know, Diddy preyed upon her vulnerability, you know, and Diddy wasn't that into her, but she probably was nasty and doing whatever he wanted her to do, and she was always available on top of the fact he was paying and she was accepting it. But here's the thing. My only discrepancies with her, although I believe that she probably was in these situations, I just feel like, well, girl, you stayed for a long time. And I was talking to somebody about the interview earlier, and they made a good point. They were like, okay, well, she stayed all of this time, and why is she speaking out? And I had to ask myself, well, why is she speaking out? Because she's not just speaking out just to speak out because, you know, unless she was getting paid. And if she's not getting paid by Tasha K, then what motive would she have to come fly all the way down to Vegas and make Tasha K some money and speak out? Like, why is she doing that? And so I have to think about it. Yes, there's some definite clout chasing involved. I know people don't like to say that, but anytime you deal with an exposer, even exposers that I have interviewed, that's why I end up asking, like, people will say that you're clout chasing. There's some definite clout chasing involved. And there's some, and she's definitely trying to get back at him. So one of the first things that was interesting to me is during the interview, it was all about following her on Instagram. There was a big push to follow her on Instagram. Make sure you follow her on Instagram. Follow her on Instagram. Follow her on Instagram. That was thing number one. And then she was prepared for the black backlash, and she was prepared to be followed on Instagram because I went to her page originally, and she had the comments turned off. And then once she seen that she was getting support, she turned the comments back on. So this definitely was to get people to her Instagram. I don't know if she was promised that she was going to get a bunch of Instagram followers or whatnot, but there was a big push for her to be followed on Instagram. That was number one. Then number two, she said when she was asked why is she coming out to speak, she said that she was cut off. And so what does that mean? Cut off money? There was no more money coming in. There was no more, you know, trips coming in. I would have wanted to know, like, cut off meaning what? Like, he's not paying anymore? He's not taking you out anymore? Because to me, it sounds like, let's be very clear. I feel like this girl, in a nutshell, was upset because once Cassie left, she thought that she finally was going to be in the position that Cassie was in. Diddy did not want her in that position. He did not upgrade her to the Cassie spot. He didn't claim her. He actually kind of moved on, I'm hearing. And so she felt some kind of way, and so now she's speaking out. I feel as though she would have kept getting her ass beat if Diddy would have stayed with her, and Diddy would have kept giving her money. Because she stayed this whole time while he was allegedly beating her ass, kicking her in her stomach, had a whole nother girlfriend. She stayed this whole time for 5 years, made her get 2 abortions, also offered her $50,000, which she says she didn't take any money, but yet she got an abortion, which I'm not really sure. So what does that mean? So you got the abortion and didn't take the money? Or did you get the abortion and did you take that $50,000? I was a little left unclear on that part. So it seems as though she, over the children, over the money, over anything, she wanted to be the number one girl in Diddy's life. She would have took the ass whooping. And I believe that she would do little things to try to make him jealous. i.e., she said that he snatched her up because he went to lean forward, and she went like, when he was talking to somebody, she went behind his back and was trying to like make a connection with Meek Mill. Bitch, you don't need to go do that. You don't need, you make the connection in front of me. I'm with Diddy on that. What you doing? Like, you can't really trust these hoes like that. You know, what are you doing? Especially since this hoe knows that she's a hoe and she's willing to play a hoe. It's a difference when a woman is not willing to play a hoe. But if you're willing to play a hoe, then you're willing to do what you have to do to get where you need to go. She says she linked up. And she went to go shake hands with Meek Mill, and Diddy basically snatched her up later on. And then she said she got snatched up another time because she was texting another man. So she was kind of doing her thing as well. I think she was trying to make him jealous. I think she was just trying to become a priority in his life. However, it does not give you the excuse for him to abuse her and beat on her. I definitely don't think that he should do that, but I do believe that he did do that. But I also feel like she would have stayed again if she would have been the main girlfriend. I feel like the only reason why she's speaking out is because she got cut off and she's not the main girlfriend. It wasn't that he was beating her ass. It wasn't that he stomped her out. It wasn't that he hit her in front of her daughter. It wasn't that he made her get an abortion. It was because he didn't make her the main chick. And for that, I can't feel bad for her. Block this person. And so that's kind of what I feel happened. Also, it's weird because she said that the last time she seen him was, or the last thing that happened was in December, and that was kind of like the last time she talked to him. And then she said she talked to him again in April or May, because she kind of missed him. So it just seems as like, girl, you just got mad at him. But had he been doing what you wanted him to do, you wouldn't even told anybody that he was whooping your ass, because that really wasn't the issue, because you stayed all that long. So the only reason why you did this interview, the only reason why you tried to expose him, is because when Cassie left, he didn't make you the main girlfriend. That's what I think. And I think that that's really sad that's what it is. And I'm still not clear on if she got the $50,000 for the abortion, because allegedly the abortion happened. So I wonder, did she take the cash or not? Or did I miss that part? So let's take some calls. I want to know what you guys think about the scenario. Do you guys believe her? Like I said, I do believe her, but I do believe her intention for exposing was not because she was just kind of fed up and hurting because of the – I don't feel like that she exposed him because of the abuse, because she never called the police. If you want to expose somebody for abuse, you're gonna call the police, make a police report, really go there. No, you exposed him because you wanted to be known as the girlfriend, because remember, she released a video of them hugged up kissing. So she released a video of them hugging up and kissing first. So she already tried to like low-key expose that he was with her. And that kind of went awry and went away, and nobody kind of talked about it. And so that wasn't good enough. You want to know what I think? I ain't even going to hold you. I feel like if he called her today and was like, you know, let's make this work. I want to be with you, and talk to her, and flew her out there and made it look like, and made a big public statement, she would go be right back with him. Even after she said all of this, I think that girl will be right back with him. I definitely think she needs therapy, but I think she needed therapy before she got with Diddy, because I don't think that she was mentally strong enough for that anyway. I think that she's very naive. I think that she is, she suffers from like confidence issues, self-esteem issues. I think, I don't know. I just get like, she's been like there's some child trauma there. Because I feel like she would go back. So, let's take some callers. And let's see what you guys think. The number is 563-999-3658.
people, that's crazy.
All right, let's take it. Okay, 205-9000, you're live on the air.
Hey, Lamar.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I'm the son, the twin, baby mama. I got into your member thing and joined today, but, you know, I can't be in the live chat because you don't know what I'm doing, but I did get the 499 when the lady said it. So I'm a member.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Shout
look,
out to becoming a new member.
You can make me laugh all day. I don't know none of these people you talking about because I don't even watch Sasha Gay. I just been laughing at what you've been doing all day. So keep making me laugh.
Okay. So what you think?
You know what? When I, because B Daddy, he's kind of my age, they play on the vulnerability. And I do think these women put themselves in these positions because they know who these men are. So I don't get into feeling sorry and stuff like that when I think you know who these men are and what they're doing before you go there. So when you get there, you know what you're doing. And obviously, if you stay for 5 years, it was something about that whooping you liked because I couldn't have done it.
But not for nothing. She was like 21. But still, here's the thing too, you guys. I was 21 at one point, I know at 21 you're still an adult. Like a lot of people try to say 21, you a kid. You know what's going on at 21. You know what I mean?
That's why I keep trying this. Right. That's my whole thing. Not getting off the subject. Even with they saying about my man, that's one of my mans, R. Kelly, I'm like you, I'm just who I am, you know, whatever. When these people put themselves in these positions, they know who these guys are, you know, they know of them, they hear of them, and you still go to do what you do, whether it's your parents put you there, or you put you there at this age and time. That's why I just said what they said, what I said to you. You should know who the P. Daddy is. Everybody know who P. Daddy is.
Well, ma'am, I'll be honest with you. I don't know who P. Daddy is.
Well, he you know they call him Puff Daddy. That's what I'm saying.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, he's Puff Daddy. Sean, you know. But, you know, because I'm telling you, he's in my age group, so that's what I'm saying. These people know Snoop Dogg. They know R. Kelly. They know these people through their parents because they my age. So they know who they are and what they do, and I think they really follow these guys.
Uh-huh.
And put themselves somewhere to be gotten by these guys. Because these
well,
these
she
guys
even knew that.
Era.
Well, first of all, here's my thing. She knew that he was with Kathy, which was his ex-girlfriend. And Kathy was allegedly calling her saying, stop talking to my man. And she didn't do it. So you never stopped. So you was getting something. You was getting, she was liking the money. So I, inside of all the ass whooping and whatever, he was doing something that she was liking. The money, the trips, and she was enduring it. She wasn't just like, she was in love with the celebrity as well. So,
see, that's
you know what I'm saying?
You know
and
what
the
I
only
tell
reason,
my
go ahead.
How do you all, and I say this for all the young people, as I tell my boys, don't ever think you're going to make a wrong into a right.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was wrong. If Cass is saying, stop calling him and he's doing this, then why are you chasing him?
Mm-hmm.
Again, they put themselves in the position where these guys be. They're too guarded by security, so they are getting up on them some kind of way.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller. And thanks for watching, and thanks for subscribing, babe.
Hey, I put my 499 in when the lady said it today. I don't know how to get in the live thing, but I did the 499.
All right. Yeah, we're going to have to make her a moderator. She's generating business to the show. I like that. Thank you.
Well, I was already watching you. I just couldn't figure out. I told you my kids wouldn't let me get into this. So all I could do was you gave me an easy part with the little member thing. So people like me, all we could do is just join the member thing, but I still can't see you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. All right, let's take another caller. 858-1505. You're live on the air.
Cameron.
Yes.
Hi. So I watched your commentary, and I think you're right on the money. I took a minute after, watching this because she said a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she seemed very genuine. I think I believed her story, but I was a little startled. If all this is happening, why are you staying there? You said you have a daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that he hit you in front of your daughter, and you stayed. You said he did all this, and that, right?
He stomped you in the stomach. He punched you in the head.
He's beating you, right. And I think you're right on the dot, Armand. You said that. She obviously seems like she's mentally weak. This is a girl that has probably either been abused herself, right, or grew up.
As a girl.
I think she said that her. Yeah, I think she said that her dad used to beat her mom. I think she said that in the interview. So this girl, like, she's traumatized. She's accustomed to seeing this kind of treatment. She thinks that it's normal. I don't know, like, I felt bad for her, but then I couldn't, like, I had to check myself because I was asking those questions. Like, she's a victim, I feel bad, but, like, girl, like, he wasn't holding you hostage. You said that you didn't even live with him, you know?
Right.
Why were you, for 7 years? I'm going to call Kanye. Like, it sounds like that slavery was a choice for her.
Yeah, and because it sounds like to me that what was more important than even herself, and more importantly than her daughter, was the fact that she wanted Diddy to be her boyfriend, and she wanted Diddy to love her. If he would have literally said, "I'm going to," because she would talk about how she was jealous of Cassie, and you knew that. On top of that, you knew that he had another girlfriend, and so you were willing to play the side chick.
And in the interview, the only time she really broke down, right, was when she was saying, oh, I put up with this, I do this, and he's treating, these other girls better than me, right? I don't know if you caught that. Like, she had a moment there where she kind of
broke down. Where he felt like he was treating all these other girls. Her thing was she was focused on all the other girls. That is the only reason why she even posted the video of them in the first place. So it's hard for me to feel bad for the victim when the victim didn't even really feel bad for herself. She's just using that as the story to expose him. But I don't think she really cared about her getting her ass beat. I think she cared more about not being at the events with him, not being the one on his arm on the red carpet, not being known as the main girlfriend. I think if he would have done that, she would have took the ass whoopings like she's been doing, and she would have never exposed them.
But also, I mean, we have to call it Diddy. Diddy's a whole demon now. He knows how to target them. He knows how to pick them. Like, this girl, it probably took him like 5 seconds to realize, this is the one. Like, I can control this one. She's weak. you know?
She's weak-minded. Yeah, but that's why
she's weak-minded.
That's why,
she's simple.
That's why she was never at the forefront. Yes.
Yep. She's gonna, you know, she'll stay and take this. You know, she's obviously, she seems like she's a, you know, sweet girl. She doesn't seem that she's, you know, that bright.
And let me be real with you. Diddy probably was having his way with her. They probably was doing all kind of nasty threesomes. They probably was getting high. You know, all kind of stuff. And she probably was just doing it.
Oh, we've heard the rumors
like
about Diddy.
Yeah, he was like some like closet freak. And she was like, to me, I feel like when you got somebody like that that's just in secret like that, they're doing whatever you want them to do. And they're just making themselves available to you. And,
yeah,
you know,
also, you know,
paying
Diddy
for it.
Yeah, but also, you know, he's targeting, he's preying on these, you know, they are 21, still is young and naive, like simple girls, and, you know, he's abusing them. That's still kind of, you know, that's still fucked up. Diddy puts on this persona as in, you know, he's all about positivity and love and black excellence, and he's like torturing and tormenting girls.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like we should still focus on, you know, the abuser here and call out Diddy for the bullshit.
But, Absolutely, I definitely think that he should be called out for. I definitely think that he should be called out because it's something to say. Like, what? How does he? Like, he's a 45-year-old man at the time, and she was 21. So that's definitely like some predator kind of shit. Like, first of all,
that's R. Kelly shit.
Yeah, like the fact that you wanted that girl could clearly be your daughter.
Yep.
And you know,
also,
and she's probably expressed
speaking
to him. Yeah, you can tell she's probably
when she's
expressed
speaking
to him.
She seems childlike. She seems childlike, right? When she's talking, she seems like immature. Very, even at 27, I was kind of like, you know, she was kind of odd. Like, you're 27, you speak like this, you have a daughter. It's like, shouldn't you be mature? Like, you're a whole mom. Like,
right.
I don't know. I just felt bad. I felt bad for her. I wasn't surprised by anything she said about Diddy. I think we all weren't buying this whole persona that Diddy puts out, you know, about love and black excellence. And he abuses all the girls.
Well, you got to think about it. Absolutely.
Cassie.
Think about why how quick Cassie went and left him and then got pregnant. Like, he probably he was never planning on marrying Cassie, and Cassie has been there through so much of his shit. And
knows
how many abortions that he made Cassie get. And Cassie is probably like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm happy. Like, women at a certain point, they want children. Yes, Diddy has all these kids, but Cassie didn't have any kids or any family of her own. Like, no. And he was keeping her from that. Yes, Cassie was a very beautiful woman, but she was not there to just be his trophy.
Yeah. And
that's
how
he was keeping
her. The treatment that she described, right? Like he'll pull them back in and then he will, you know, and then distance himself, right? So then they feel needy. Like they have to try to win his favor again. That's all manipulation. That is a narcissist. Cassie probably went through the same thing, right? Like, he makes her feel like she's amazing, right? And then tears her down, ignores her. I feel bad. Poor Cassie. I hope she gets therapy. I hope this girl V is safe. I was scared for her, you know, watching that interview and hearing her talk about, you know, some of this stuff. I'm like, girl, you're not scared? Like, you're in danger, girl.
Yeah, I was scared for her. Yeah, I'm like, I was scared for her. Yeah, because he has a lot of power and he has a lot of connections.
Yes, yes, yes. I've never seen anyone publicly go against Diddy ever before, ever. No one in the industry, no one ever. I've never seen anyone exposing him. So,
and you notice none of the blogs are reposting this or sharing this.
Yep. No one would touch this. No one would touch this. That. Poor girl. I think you're right. I think you nailed it. I think a lot of people talking about this missed it. Like, this girl didn't leave because of the abuse. She left because she thought that she was up next. And
He skipped her. He still
so he
didn't make
like,
her
no,
up next.
Had...
And that's why she exposed him, not because of the abuse.
Yep.
That's the point. All right.
It.
Thank you, caller.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Armand. Bye.
Yes, I love when the callers call in and they understand and we just on the same wave of logic. and discernment. Now, listen, another thought process is what I thought was interesting is when she said that Harvey Levin was putting together a story with her and Tristan Thompson. I believe that too. I believe that too. I believe that Harvey, I believe that TMZ I believe that they do control TMZ and the narrative of TMZ just for the simple fact that, you know, when these celebrities don't want to be seen, we don't see them. We don't hear nothing about them. And then when they want to be seen, TMZ, paparazzi is everywhere. And I believe Diddy, I mean, he's almost a billionaire. He's an entertainment icon, mogul. He has a lot of stake and a lot of power and a lot of connections in this industry. And so I'm sure he has Harvey's number like this. I need you to do X, Y, Z. Hell, if the Kardashians can do it, which we know that they do, if they can have Harvey put out something, Diddy definitely can do it. And let me tell you something, which is so interesting now that is so, oh my God, that is so real. I feel like the Kardashians be sacrificing different men. Like the men that they with, when they don't do what they want them to do, these Kardashians will sacrifice the men. Tyga did an interview on The Breakfast Club not too long ago when he was broken up. They were asking him about Kylie Jenner. And to make a long story short, Tyga was talking about, remember when I was with Kylie Jenner, there was always a bad story put out about me, or when we was kind of going through our breakup, there was always a bad story being put out about Tiger. Remember, it was like Tiger's going through bankruptcy, Tiger's putting his house in his kid's name. It was like always a new story out on Tiger on TMZ. And he was like, you notice now that we're not together and everything is done, like you don't hear any bad stories about me anymore. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so true. And so during that time, you know, maybe Tristan was fucking around on Khloé. I think that was the time where he was fucking around on Khloé. And so Tristan was going to get his dues paid against him. And so, you know, they probably did sacrifice Tristan and made some calls. And listen, Tristan is the guy right now. Let's build a story around Tristan. And let's put it out. Now, Diddy could have been using that as a scare tactic, but if you are a girl like that, you're not afraid. She has nothing to lose. If the story gets put out with her being with Tristan Thompson, that actually gives her clout. So why would he need to tell her that? So he didn't think that all the way through. Really, that was going to be doing Tristan more harm than it would be doing to her, which is interesting. So I don't know. I believe that, you know, TMZ can be controlled and bought from time to time. And I definitely think a man like Diddy can actually control the narrative and things that TMZ put out. So I don't put that past him either. All right, let's take another call. 313-5187, you're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes.
Yes, I've been waiting for a long time. I'm sorry, I've been waiting for a long time for you to answer this phone.
Yeah, you know, we have a full queue. What's going on?
Yeah, and I've been listening to the show, and it's like I've been feeling like you just like to tear women down. Like, what's your problem? First off, first is Tasha K. Now it's this woman. Like, when they're going through something, you always want to go live and start talking about them. Like, what's your issue?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry that you feel
that
way. So,
and you got all that to say about Tasha K, but when she steps to you, you can't say it to her face.
So this is not about Tasha K. So, ma'am, we're going to... you're not going to tell me to wait. Okay, I don't know where you got this from. But listen, we're going to have to bring you back to the first grade because it doesn't seem like you may have graduated school. So the way that you have an intelligent conversation, first of all, you understand that there's a line and you will wait in that line. And then after you wait in the line, you will speak. And then when you speak, you'll speak clearly and you'll speak where in a tone where a person can understand. However, this is not about Tosh K. This is about the subject on hand. So if you want to have something to say about the subject on hand, you're more than welcome to say it, but you're not going to call me and try to check me or blow up the spot. You can respectfully disagree. If you can't do that, then you will be let go. Now, does that make sense? Let me unmute you, because if you're talking, no one can hear you, because this is my show. Did that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it makes sense. I just felt like I was being respectful. It's just you didn't take it the right way. I just feel
Let's go ahead.
Okay, about the situation, the woman is not wrong. You act like you never been through an abusive relationship, because I remember you told your story. Now, how would you like it if somebody got on there and started talking about you like this?
Listen, people do. People, that's the thing. People do. If you put yourself on a platform to talk, people are going to talk about it. This is the name of the game. This is how it works.
Did you have a boyfriend that hit you before?
Yeah, I have.
So why did you make fun of her?
I'm not making fun of her. I said I feel like the only reason why she spoke out.
So why did you let people talk about her?
Are you going to listen? Because you're about to get hung up on. I'm trying to let you talk, but you're not listening. You don't sound like you sound as smart as she does right now. So what I'm saying to you is, being in an abusive relationship is one thing, and I got out of that relationship. I didn't do an interview about that motherfucking relationship. I used that to enlighten other people. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this woman is because I feel as though the only reason why she is even speaking out is not about the abuse. It's because she is not the main girlfriend. Let me ask you this. Did you watch the interview?
Yes, I watched the interview. I'm a Tosha K fan, baby.
Okay, did you hear her say that when Tosha K asked her why she spoke out, she said because she got cut off?
Okay, and you act like you didn't get mad because that boy hit you.
No. That's not what I asked you. Did you hear that? She said
yes,
she got cut
it.
Off. Okay, so she did not say I left because he was whooping my ass. She said because he cut me off and she got fed
okay,
up.
Okay, so why did you leave when your boyfriend was hitting you?
Okay, bye. She's stupid. I can't. I try to give dummies a chance, but I can't. You know, those are not the people that you want to come in and defend you, because those people just, they can't, like, the logic is just not there. You're going to have to send, like, listen, it's going to have to be a smarter wino to come up here and discuss, because I can't deal with, you know, stupidity. Okay. All right. Let's take another call. 702-8699.
Hey, Armand, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So I just have a few points that I think the young lady, like, she said she was from Nebraska. I think that she thought that she was going to be able to control the relationship when she first met Diddy. She's a very pretty girl, but when it comes to, like, record industry, like, she's about average. She's about the average pretty girl. I think she thought that she was like a 10 where she was from. And then she thought, okay, well, I'm pretty. I'm pretty. I got all this, you know, I got this going for me. I'm Asian.
I'm Asian. You know, the black man is into me. You know how it goes.
Right. So I think she thought that she was going to come in and be able to, like, put it on him and whip it on him. And, like, she, you know, he was going to be proud and push her to the front. And she was younger than Cassie and so forth. But she was in over her head before she even began. So Diddy, like, everything I hear about Diddy will make you believe in the Illuminati. He seems like the devil. He seems like he sucks the life out of anybody around him. Look at
out of
artists,
people.
From his artists to, like, anybody he touches. People, like, even who was it? Mike.
No,
Mike
it was
said,
for
like,
me, for me, for me, for me, I believe this because all I had to do was watch Making the Band. And the way I seen how he treated them during that damn, making them walk and go get cheesecake, and you know how he was just so narcissistic and controlling. And he, and even when he doesn't show the four, he talks about how this is his show and this, that, and the third. And, you know, he exudes that energy. I actually met him one time, and he was actually semi-nice. He didn't really talk to us. This is when I, back in 2005, when I performed at the VMA Awards with MC Hammer, Diddy was hosting. He came in. He had his stylist bring us some. We had some Sean John suits, but he was very cocky and narcissistic then. And so I'm like, yeah, that's why I know that he is definitely, he definitely told her, you're at Diddy's house, you made it, I'm a rock star. He definitely said that to her. I believe the girl 100%. I believe her 100%.
You could tell he knew, he knew what he was going to do with her, because she's, I don't think she's stupid, but she's not used to articulating herself. She's used to being pretty. And she's just letting that, like, let that lead her and let her, that open doors for her. And Diddy just walked all over that girl's, walked all over her heart. You can tell she's kind of like, she is angry. The only reason she's coming out now is because she wants acknowledgement. Like, I put up with all this shit for 5 years. Someone's going to acknowledge our relationship. So she, I think,
well,
she
and
is
two,
going.
And, well, and two,
go ahead,
you
got
to think, and I'm not just saying that she's just a clout chaser or a fame chaser, but in two, you got to think, she released that video of them, and it went viral. It hit the blogs. You know, there's a sense of, you know, viralness and a sense of celebrity and a sense of fame. When you get a piece of it, you kind of get addicted to it. And so maybe she wanted that moment again, because why in the interview was there such a big push to follow her on Instagram? I didn't understand that.
Girl, I don't think it's 100% like just wanting the clout. I think there's some anger there. I still think she wants it, but then I think there's some anger there. It's like, motherfucker, people gonna know about me.
Absolutely. But the only thing that I keep saying, I don't think this was about being abused so much. I think that's just what she's using to expose, if that makes sense.
No, she would, like you said, she will still go back to him, and I feel so bad for her. Like, she let that shit go on in front of her daughter. Like, my mom got abused, and I hate seeing that. I hate seeing women, like, people in general just brainwashed with abusers, so she would still go back to that man today or tomorrow, but that's all I had to say. I know you got to
All right, thank you, caller. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's take another call. 778-7038, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So I watched the full interview, and one thing that I noticed with her was that I felt like I believed everything she was saying, because the girl, like, she seems a bit underdeveloped. Like,
yes.
She seemed like she doesn't have a lot of vocabulary to use. Like, so if she was lying, you would know. And the thing is, like, even when Tasha asked her, like, why are you coming out now? She straight up said, because he cut me off.
Yeah, she said that.
Yeah, she said it straight up. Like, she wasn't beating around the bush. She's like, he cut me off. And the way she even told, she said that she texted him and said, by the way, E! News contacted me. You can tell this is someone that's playing a game, you know? And then he came back with, well, TMZ's got a story on you coming up. So they're both petty, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? Go ahead. You have some more? Go ahead.
Oh, no, nothing.
You sure?
Yeah. I think I got
I think what else was interesting was that the whole time, she, like I said, she kept talking about how she was jealous of Cassie and how she was never able to go and be in the position she was in, and how she wanted him to make the picture of him and her his screensaver, and he didn't know how to do it. And then she went into his phone, and then she seen another picture, the same picture with him and Lori Harvey and this, that. So
yeah.
he was, It was all of that. She wanted to be the main girlfriend. She wanted to be seen. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be P. Diddy's girlfriend.
The main, yeah.
Yes. And
she
when that didn't happen, yes, 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 yes. And because he didn't do that, she started exposing him little by
mm-hmm.
little.
But
it wasn't because he was whipping her ass.
Nowhere. Diddy is powerful.
Yeah.
I don't see this nowhere in the blogs. Nowhere.
Yeah, they're not going to touch this. They're not going to touch this because
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, you know, they don't want to get sued. And, you know, they have too many
mm-hmm.
relationships. And a lot of these blogs want to still be able to go to Diddy's party and be around in
yeah.
L.A. You know, Tasha
mm-hmm.
K., one thing that I will say about her, she don't give a damn. And
she don't care.
She know. But she has to be comfortable with the fact of, you know, you better be real close with your husband and his family and your family because, bitch, that's all you're going to ever have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
yeah.
Because you can't go anywhere. You know, she can't go
yep.
anywhere. And
mm-hmm.
so if once you become okay with that, then you're fine. And, you know, but my thing was I was nervous for both of them because I'm like, well, if he decides to sue you, you know, you don't want to, you
mm-hmm.
ain't, you can talk that Cardi B shit all day long. You're not
yeah.
battling. You're not going dollar for dollar with P. Diddy, period. P. Diddy is the
period.
Same woman that made Wendy Williams have to leave New York and go to Philadelphia. Yeah. He
okay.
shut Wendy Williams down. Yeah. Because she was, yeah. P. Diddy, like, he doesn't play. So we'll see.
But he's
how it goes,
also
but,
messy. He's messy because the
yeah.
thing that took me off guard was that his kids knew her.
Right.
I was like, wait, what? So he's like bringing his kids into the mess.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, yes, we're getting into some things. We've had a full live today. Listen, if you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. This is a quick intermission. So I'm thinking about bringing my Tarot Tuesdays back or my Tarot back on another channel, just like a Tarot channel. So I need all my Tarot card readers. Contact me because I need some help. I haven't done it in like almost a year. And so if you guys are pretty good and you guys know how to set up, I would like to contact you guys today. So I know I have a lot of people that do tarot on my channel right now. So I want to actually wait till I had a good amount of people. So hopefully I can reach you guys. We're going to open up a new channel, a tarot channel. So inbox me on Instagram and I want to connect with you. Okay. If you're out there now, if you guys haven't done so, make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. And if you would like to become a member, please join us as we will set out, I think, next week to have one of our members-only exclusive live streams, okay? All right, let's get back into some callers. I just have to get that out. All right, 470-0121, you're live on the air.
Hey, Emma, how you doing?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. I was just calling because, I mean, it is what it is. Diddy is no different than these other rappers. You know what I'm saying? Men in power,
okay.
Men with money. This is how they treat their women. And she knew that. I mean, all she was, she's mad because it didn't play out how she wanted it to play. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? She sat
yes.
back and watched Cassie and watched. That's what it is. Bitches think that they see another nigga with another female. Oh, he can treat me like this, so I can do him better. So that's all
mm-hmm.
that was. The only reason why it played out like this is because she played dirty in the beginning. And it didn't turn out how
absolutely.
She wanted it to turn out. Now look at her. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hold on. Let's talk about this as a woman. Because you got people over here, and let's just keep it real, because you sound like you'll keep it all the way 1,000. Now, as a woman, now, because I don't want to speak for women, but as a woman, knowing,
mm-hmm.
are you married or are you in a relationship?
No, but I've been in that situation before.
Okay, so as a woman, if you were in a relationship with a man or whatever, and he's got a side chick, and she knows about you, and she's steady being around, and you telling her to leave your nigga alone, and he's slapping her up and whooping her ass and treating her any kind of way, are you going to feel bad for her?
No, and not only that, I'm going to accept that because this is who I wanted to be with. I accepted all of that shit when I was with him, but now he cut me off. Oh, I'm telling. You feel me? So I've done
absolutely.
That before. That girl, she knew that this is Diddy. This is a one-in-a-lifetime chance. Yeah, this Cassie, but I could do it better than Cassie. I can be the next Cassie. You know what I'm saying? That's how that bitch felt. And at the end of the day, she wanted to be
Cassie.
She
probably felt
so much
prettier than Cassie and all of that.
Yeah, you know she did. And me speaking as a female, bitch is so shade. That bitch, and she kept saying, I don't have a problem with Cassie. Girl, yes, you did.
And
you couldn't stand her
and
from the beginning.
Well, because Tasha K tried to play devil's advocate and say, you know, she tried to kind of make it some girl power, like, don't you feel like Cassidy went through this too? And Cassidy, and she was like, no.
And Tasha K ain't nothing but the. Look,
hold on,
Tasha
before we get
K
to that,
hold on.
Before we get to that, do you remember she was like, Cassidy definitely wanted me to stop talking to her man. Remember when she said? Did you hear what she said?
That?
So you was in competition with Cassidy.
That.
She was in competition
the whole
with
time.
The whole time.
She wanted everything. She wanted to be around the kids. She wanted to be involved in all that shit. And Tasha K ain't nothing but the ugly best friend that sits there and instigate because she knows she could never be in that position. So at the end of the day, she got what she wanted. You played that game, bitch. Now deal with it. Now you done put yourself out there. Diddy not gonna fuck with you no more. And now, bitch, you look bad. You look bad because ain't nobody else going to fuck with you. Just how we, as in this world, we got our cliques and these niggas got their cliques. They going to be talking about you. Oh, that bitch can't be trusted. It's the bitch that out of Diddy. So it's done, baby. You're done. So I hope you got your 5 minutes fame from being with Tasha K because she's done with you now. Now that the interview is up and everybody sees it. So, bitch, that's what you get. Go be a mother. You want being a mama because you was with Diddy 24/7. So that's karma in your ass again. It's go sit down, be a mama with your child, and stop trying to have a thing. But I love you, grandma. Thank you, sweetie.
Well, thank you too, sweetie. Oh, shit. I swear to God, I love this fucking show, y'all. I never know what I want to get when the phone line is open. Is sometimes it comes out so quick, it's too late to cut it off. Oh, my God. All right. 347-9430, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, boo?
What's going on? I just wanted to call in to let you know that I agree with everything that you're saying. This young lady, I feel like she deserves everything that happened to her, knowing that this guy's involved with another woman, and you agreed to be a side chick, so you have to take what comes with it. I also feel like she's a bag chaser, like a lot of these groupies out here, and I feel like a lot of them do go through that. For money, and it's very sad. And like you said,
well, according to her, she didn't take any money. She didn't take any money. It wasn't about the money.
She didn't take it when he offered it for the abortion, she said, because she wanted him to not think that she was after the money. You get what I'm saying? It's like reverse psychology.
Okay,
so
but
she
got the abortion.
The
so do we really think she didn't take the money because she still did the abortion?
I believe she didn't take the money because she felt like if she was there for the long run, she would eventually get the money regardless. Like $50,000 is nothing to P. Diddy. So as long as she's with him, she probably can collect way more than that over the years if you think about it. You get what I'm saying? She was trying to be smart. But also being dumb at the same time.
Right.
So she tried to use it to make him believe she's not after the bag. But in reality, you are because you sat there and allowed him to do all these things to you for money. Basically, I feel that's why she stayed. Like when Tasha asked her, why did you stay? Why did you stay? She should have just said for the money, for the fame.
Right.
You
can right.
be, let's be honest. And now
let's
you want to ask him, like you said, because he cut you off. That's why, because
he cut
you off, and you was not Cassie's replacement. She thought she was going to be the new girl, or the new,
period.
Well, I can't say wifey, but
she thought she was going to be the new one to be around for many more years to come and collect more money, but she wasn't. So he cut her off, and now she want to out him. You know, I just don't feel sorry for her at all.
Well, I don't. It's hard for me to feel sorry for her when she knew that he was in a relationship with Cassie, and she was doing that to Cassie. Because so
exactly.
You're not really for girl power. Because you
right.
Was really
karma
about yourself.
Real. You cannot do that. You can't do that to someone and then expect that your life is going to be perfect after you sleeping with a man knowing that he have a woman. And I was like kind of surprised that Tasha didn't touch more on that. Like why would you still stay with him knowing that he got a girl? Like, what did you expect?
Yeah.
But I know how Tasha rock. She don't want to intimidate the girl. She wants the girl to get all the information out. So Tasha's not going to attack
yeah,
the girl.
No.
Verbally,
yeah, no.
She's not. You would have got, you know, you would have got into some things with her.
Yeah, but Tasha, her interview style is different. Her interview style is, let's make sure this goes, let's get it viral. I want to get
exactly.
paid. We need the views.
But I was happy because,
once
it came to part two, the girl basically answering all the questions we all had, and basically
right.
being honest about why she stayed and things like that. Another thing I wanted to address is. To me, it's like I don't understand why some of these women these days get with men, like you said, that are old enough to be their father.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being a young teenager, you know, out in these streets, and you got older men that look at you away or try to hit on you. To me, I look at them as perverts. Like, it's something
mm-hmm.
wrong with you, your self-esteem or mentally, that you would want to be with a girl or a young lady that is young enough to be your child.
Right.
And I don't know why women out here will even think that it's cute to date a man that is like twice your age, old enough to be your dad. What do you expect? It's like it's got to be something wrong with a man to me who would want to date a woman that young.
Absolutely. And that's what I was thinking. And I think that was the issue for me. Like, first of all, you met her with Diddy. I don't know how old Diddy is. They saying he's 50. So if he met her when she was 21, he was like 40 something years old, 45 years old. Like,
exactly.
But even Cassie was young. Cassie is only 30.
Exactly. It's like it's something wrong with a man who prey on young women. To me personally, I would never. To me, I just look at them like perverts, or they
yeah.
just have some type of mental problems. I would never date a man who was old enough to be my dad. I just can't do it.
And you know what also I think is interesting? Diddy suffers from a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress, and he goes through a lot of mental issues. And I think that's because he knows that he has done a lot of wrong to get where he's at.
Exactly. Exactly.
He sacrificed
so
a lot of people.
I just wanted to call in and say that and also just let you know I love your show. And I was
Thank
here
you.
Watching from the beginning. I'm also a wino, but I don't get
Thank
involved
you.
With grown folks, you know, confrontations.
Yeah.
I love you and Tasha's. As well.
All right. Thank you so much.
So keep doing your thing. All right.
All right. Bye. All right. Listen, guys. So this is not going to be a 2-hour live. Listen. So we have quite a few people on here. Listen, this is the time where I'm taking super chats to the front. Super chat me the last 4 digits of your number if you want me to pull your phone call. If not, then you might not make it on this call. Make sure you guys like, share, most importantly, subscribe to the channel. If you guys have any topics or any news or any information you guys would like me to talk about, email me at thearmondwiggins@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. Come on, we got to get the Twitter up, you guys. And also on Instagram. We're there on Instagram as well. And two, seriously, after this live, I want my tarot people to either email me or Instagram me because I got some questions. All right. So we'll take a couple of more, and then we will wrap this thing up. Okay, let me take one from one of my moderator. Here she goes. Miriam, is this you?
Hi, Harmon. It's Miriam. Yes, it is. How are you?
Good. Oh, we got a nice verified person there. We got somebody with some clout in here. He must got like 100,000. Nasir. Now, shout out to Nasir Void. You know, throw me a shout out on your channel. You must got, you verified, so you got a lot of people over there. Throw me a shout out. All right, go ahead.
We got the verifiers in the chat. So,
well, you know, we always
anyway.
Have them. Sometimes they just don't speak, but we stay with the verifiers. And let's not do that. You know that. Come on. You know where the fuck we at. You know where the fuck we at. They just don't say what nothing, but go ahead. You know what the fuck
anyway,
going on around this bitch.
We
all
know
right.
what it is. you know, I don't, you know, Tasha K's not even really in my recommendeds anymore. I don't really watch her, but someone else had posted it. So I clicked on the interview, and I didn't do the whole three parts and didn't barely finish the first part because I couldn't do it. I was
just
like,
you just don't like Tasha K.
No, hell to the no. That's a lie from the depths of hell. It's got nothing to do with that. That girl, okay, first of all, when you're telling me that you continued a relationship with a man that offered you $50,000 to abort a child, like he's telling you that your property right then and there, 20 years old or
yeah.
50 years old, like stop, we're not doing that. And then you come in there, he tells you you made it because you're in his house, and then you decide to go and feel good about getting his number at the end. When he was just showing you, yeah, I'm going to show you that when you hear, you're going to, that's what you're going to feel. You're going to feel like you made it. Made it how? Made it how? The minute that it was announced that Cassie was, and him broke up, and then she was the new girlfriend in the tabloids, she was trying to do her ape shit walk, like, I can't believe we made it. Come on. I wasn't doing it. Like, for real. I don't, like, okay, she was abused. I'm not going to even try to, like, be mean. Like, I understand domestic violence. I'm not going to do that. But I just was just, like, we do have to be accountable. As somebody in the chat said, she might have been lying about her age, and that's why she was, like, about 21. That makes sense. She could have been younger. And I understand that, and I take that serious. But I will say that, You got to still, like, people around you got to be accountable. You cannot be in these type of relationships. Too many is too dangerous. So to come out afterwards 5 years just because you was cut off, I didn't need to see 2, 3, 7 part, whatever. Like, Tasha K is starting to remind me of Vlad where he breaks up these interviews into 27 parts, you know, whatever.
Well, I think she broke it up because it was a lot, but I don't think that enough people was talking about the motherfucker after the part one. So she was like, ain't nobody doing no videos about this shit. Let me just drop it all right now so motherfuckers could go back and talk about it, because nobody was really talking about it. But a lot of people was kind of like nervous, and the blogs weren't really picking it up either. So I think Tasha K was like, hold on, motherfucker. You know, we're going to trend the internet. This shit needs to be talked about. Let's drop all these motherfuckers tonight. So that's why I think she did that. But I think originally she was trying to try something different, but it didn't end up happening that way.
No, I'm good on that. Like, I mean, we all know, I don't know. Like,
well,
Diddy,
you said
no
it kind
good.
Of felt
Everybody
like a therapy
that.
Session. Didn't you think, you said it felt like a therapy session?
It did. I'm sorry. Everybody knows Diddy. Like, we know the devil's working in Diddy. So I was good on that. All right, I'm gonna be good. Let me stop. Help me. So that was just like just what I was thinking.
Okay, thank you.
I love you.
I'll see you
good
soon.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up and close the show from now. And listen, if you didn't make it onto tonight's live, hopefully you will make it on the next show. So we're going to go ahead and end the live right now in the call.